цей козак ще завтра погибуде. Забирайся, молоде козаче, завтра погибуде. Я морозу та й не боюся, зараз розіб'юся. Я походу та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Я походу та й не боюся, зараз уберуся. Чорнобілки, сідайте додому. Ой, ми хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Ой, ми хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Полетіли та й посідали, туман нарагає. Ой, раділи та й рататіся, гей, малих пускає. Радили, та й рататися, і малих пускає.
Edmonton's Kalabai with a Cossack song, Rozvivaysya Zelenye Bayrache, and that is from their first CD, Kolomeka Casualties. Ну, вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограмі «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна Макорі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. Sylvia Molnar is along with another recipe. And as well, Renata Hananets is back with Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, and she'll be talking about a recent holiday called Purim and how it's celebrated in Ukraine. As well, we've got Arushna Chuk's story, and this is an encore presentation of a very delightful story and one that's still quite relevant. It's called Baraban. So stay tuned for that. As well, we'll have a feature interview with a lady who lives in Newmarket, Ontario. Her name is Kathy Schoenfelder-Varelli, and she has a very interesting event coming up on April 1st, which is very supportive of Ukraine and which anyone around the world can join. And she'll be telling you all about it. It's called Pesenka for Ukraine. So stay tuned for all of that coming up, as well as our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And since it is spring, although in some parts of the country, it's hard to imagine, but it is officially here. So we'll start off our musical lineup for the rest of the show with Olesya and Andriana Chuchman from Winnipeg. Andriana has now gone on to a very illustrious opera career, but this is a recording from a CD made a few years back, prior to that launch of that career, and the CD is called Vesnyani Nochi, Spring Nights, and here they are now with Vesnyanka, Spring Song.
сонечко,
Рібеко,
Рібеко, ясно щире золото, розлило, розлило. На вулиці струмені воркотять, шарові корникають та летять. Швидко буде землинка, вся в вінку, вся в вінку. Швидко буде землинка, вся в вінку, вся в вінку.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Ой, під вишнею, під черешнею, стою старий з молодою, як із ягодою. Стою старий з молодою, як із ягодою. І просилася, і молилася, пусти ж мене, старий діду, на вулицю погуляй. Пусти ж мене, старий діду, на вулицю погуляй. Сам не піду, і тебе не пущу. Хочеш мене, старенько, та й покинуть на біду. Хочеш мене, старенько, та й покинуть на біду. Ой, не кидай мене, моя голубочко. Куплю тобі катку і ще сіножатку. Лістовий манок, ще й вишневенький садок. Лістовий манок, ще й вишневенький садок. Старий з молодою.
From Montreal, and that is from their second CD, Zaklekania. Remember Me, and that was Niba Nibezori, Spolonochi, Northern Stars. And before them, you heard Dunai, now of Toronto, but formerly of Ajax, Ontario. And that is from their first CD recorded back when they were all together in Ajax, Ontario. Obkrujel Yasvit, I Search the World. And that was a song called Oipith Vishneyu, Under the Cherry Tree. And there's not much happening with mine right now. Spring is slow to the west coast as well. But it's time to play that kind of song. So there you have it. Up next is Kalena from Ukraine and from their CD Hopstop Kanade. Here they are now with Oi Nahori Yarmarok, Bazaar on the Hill.
Ой, на горі ярмарок, під горою ярмарок, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає. Ой, дідусю, дідусю, тебе сива борода, чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода, чого ж мене не продав, як була я молода. Бабусю, бабусю, сизая голубка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка, того ж тебе не продав, що ти була любка.
Ой, тепер же я стара, сльози в мене лються,
ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються,
ніхто ж мене не купує, всі з мене сміються. Я ж тебе любила,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла,
а ти ж мене продаєш, чи я надоїла.
Ой, бабусю, бабусю, ти ж уже старенька, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку, ти ж мені надоїла, хочу молоденьку.
Музика.
бігала прутко, тим я тебе не продам, щоб бігала прутко.
Ой, на горі ярмарок, під горою ярмарок, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає, дід бабу продає, ніхто грошей не дає.
Now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. It's fascinating to discover how different beef can taste. Ukrainians have a variety of tasty beef dishes like hussar roast, beef goulash, roast tenderloin with mushroom sauce, beef tenderloin Kiev style, to mention a few. From prehistoric times, Ukraine has been engaged in agriculture and the breeding of hardy livestock. Domestic animals have always held a place of great significance in the Ukrainian way of life, as they were so necessary to the livelihood of the people. Dependence upon them for primary food, trade, and other needs meant that every attention must be given to the care of the animals. Generally speaking, meat has always been an important food item in Ukraine, although not the foremost with all classes of society. In the cities where fresh meat is available all year round, beef and veal are preferred. Pork is next in favor. Meat cookery is well developed in Ukraine, especially among the urban and aristocratic families. The average families prepare meat very simply by roasting, boiling, or frying. But among the well-to-do, particularly on gala occasions, meat dishes are very elaborate, almost extravagant. A great traditional Ukrainian dish is meatballs with horseradish stuffing. They are quite different from the usual meatballs. So, to start, prepare your favorite meatball. The stuffing is made of 2 sieved, hard-cooked egg yolks, about 1/3 cup grated horseradish, 2 tablespoons each of melted butter and soft breadcrumbs. Mix them together thoroughly into balls. Then make into patties. Place a small amount of the stuffing on each patty. Turn up the edges over the filling and seal. Shape into balls or ovals. Brown them in hot butter or oil. Place them in a baking dish and make a gravy, blending 1 tablespoon flour with fat in the pan, and add about 1/2 cup soup stock or water. Bring it to a boil and add 1/2 cup sour cream. Pour the sauce over the meat. Cover and cook in a 350-degree oven for 30 minutes. Then devour. Do you know that beef steak dinner has less fat than a large muffin, a main dish Caesar salad, or a broccoli and cheese quiche with salad? It's important to remember that fat in foods can be visible, like the fat on meat or poultry, much of which can be trimmed off. The hidden or invisible fat, such as the fat used in processing or preparation of foods such as potato chips, muffins, and French fries, cannot be removed. So remember, keep your eyes on your beef and try the stuffed beef patties with horseradish. You'll love them. Last but not least, the iron in meat, fish, and poultry is a special form and is absorbed more readily by the body. Vegetables, fruit, grains, and eggs contained a different form of iron, which is not absorbed as well. So happy cooking. Until next time, Smachnoho.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
This is Stefan Andrusiak, and this week I'll play you something a little different and more current. The song is called «Барабан», which means «drum» in Ukrainian. «Барабан» is also the name of an actual, out-of-the-way cave Ukraine bistro. I wrote the lyrics and a very basic melody in 2011. However, it took Mike Kuchar's enthusiasm, musicality, and voice to bring the song to life. Baraban is a bit of a rant. The song is also an expression of hope. A visitor wanders into a popular secluded bistro. The stranger quickly discovers that everyone has a menu of their own, demands of their own, offerings, but no one seems to feel responsible for a successful outcome. Having never been to Baraban myself, I use the bar as a metaphor for Ukraine today. Because the song is edgy, at an edgy time, it was very important for me to contact and to inform the owners of the club about the song coming out. Baraban's owner, Ihor Sovtan, wrote me the following. Пісня ваша дуже сподобалася. Вона класна. Таких пісень не вистачає Україні. Roughly translated, he said, I like your song very much. It is in a special class musically and philosophically. Such songs are too few in Ukraine. Baraban was recorded in front of a live audience during the St. Catharines, Ontario Folk Arts Festival on Saturday, May the 19th, in 2012. Mike Kuchar wrote the music, sings lead vocals, plays acoustic guitar and bass guitar. Beth Bartley on violin, her husband Mark Clifford acoustic and dobro guitar, Mark Haggerty on drums, Leanne Vida, and yours truly sing the harmony. Here is Baraban.
Starlit alleys lined with dustbins has a place called Baraban. Near the street they call Hrishchati, can't flirt with everyone. Wandered in with reservations, still I'm here with no regrets. Expats, poets, politicians, still they're scheming vinaigrettes. Places jammed, so many parties, resolutions, egos great. Outcomes turn to a mama lega, order now, please clear the way.
Everybody!
Bada-bun! Bada-bun!
Ukraine!
Ukraine's one way you're not done. Beat the drum! See the song.
Come
together, read the dawn. I don't know in which life profit to believe in Byzantine. Hold the vodka. Give me substance, a place to grow, a chance to dream. Kasha's nice, but we're still craving truth and rights to rule the day. Thugs are chilling, fever's building, golden grains are turning gray. Oh, my sisters and my brothers, no exceptions, rule of law. One son fought, but he faltered. Go and find a better one. 20 years, called it freedom. Holocaust, corruption, fear. Beat the drum and end the silence. One great country loud and clear.
But a bun, but a bun.
Greatest wonders when I done.
Beat the drum, see the song.
Come together, beat the drum. Чекає, покажіть всім, що ви на ритарця. Учитися, браття, сестри,
усміхніться, буря. Барабан, барабан, і всім один закон.
Барабан, барабан,
Ukraine's
one that you're not done.
Beat the drum, see the song.
Come together, greet the
Ви слухаєте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння на багатомовній радіостанції CHMB AM 1320 у місті Ванкувері.
You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets, in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art, in Lviv, Ukraine. Purim is a holiday Jews observe in memory of an ancient victory recounted in the Book of Esther. This story had eerie parallels in the Europe during the bloody 20th century. About 2500 years ago, the Holy Temple in Jerusalem was destroyed by the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar. The Jewish people were banished from Israel to Babylonia. 50 years later, Babylonia was defeated by Persia, the most powerful kingdom in the world at that time. Ahasuerus was the second Persian king. Drunk with power, he executed his queen, Vashti, who refused his order to dance an extravagant feast. The king now needed a new queen, and he sent his men in search for someone even more beautiful than Vashti. In the capital city, Shushan, a Jewish orphan named Hadashah lived with her uncle Mordechai, the leader of the Jews. Esther was kind and gentle, and very beautiful. When the king's men came, Mordechai said, "Don't be afraid, go. Don't tell them you are Jewish. Use your Persian name, Esther. God will watch over you." As soon as the king saw her, he chose her as his new queen. Esther kept her secret. But to remember which day was the Shabbat, she appointed 7 maidservants, one for each day of the week. Every day, Mordechai sat outside the palace gate to wait for news from Esther. One day, he overheard 2 men plotting to kill the king. He told Esther, who revealed the plot and saved the king's life. Soon after, the king appointed Haman, the richest man in the kingdom, as his prime minister. Haman wore a large medallion, engraved with the picture of an idol. All the king's subjects were ordered to bow down to Haman. Everyone did, except Mordechai. A Jew is forbidden to worship or honor idols. Haman was furious. When he found out Mordechai was Jewish, he plotted to kill not just Mordechai, but all the Jews in the empire. Esther revealed Haman's plot to exterminate the Jews, including her, to the king. Outraged, he ordered Haman hanged on the gallows he had prepared for Mordechai. He also allowed Mordechai and Esther to write a decree allowing the Jews to defend themselves from attacks. As a result, on the 13th day of the Hebrew month Adar, the Jews defeated 500 attackers, including Haman's 10 sons, who were hanged in Shushan. The Jewish community of Ukraine celebrates Purim by remembering the Hamans of the 20th century, Stalin and Hitler. Like Haman's 10 sons, in 1946, 10 of Hitler's top associates were put to death by hanging, and 11th Hermann Göring committed suicide the night before the execution, a parallel to the suicide of Haman's daughter. There are rumors that Göring was a transvestite, making that an even more accurate parallel. In 1953, Stalin was planning to deport most of the Jews in the Soviet Union to Siberia, but before he gave the order, he suffered a stroke and died a few days later. According to a popular story, in 1953, on Purim, a rabbi was asked to give a blessing for the Jews of the Soviet Union who were known to be in great danger. Instead, the rabbi told a cryptic story. A man who was voting in the Soviet Union heard people cheering for the candidate. Hurrah, hurrah! The man did not want to cheer, but was afraid not to. So he said hurrah, but in his heart he meant hurrah, which in Hebrew means he is evil. So with Stalin in mind, the rabbi's 1953 gathering began chanting hurrah. That very night, Stalin suffered his fatal stroke. Despite its tragic aspects, the holiday of Purim is for Jews a celebration of victory and survival. Across Ukraine today, Jews celebrate Purim, enjoying performances depicting the history of the holiday and the unity of the Jewish people, costume parties, and of course delicious traditional Jewish food, including filled cookies called hamantaschen. This year, Purim took place from sunset March 15 till nightfall of March 16, 2014, or the Jewish year 5774. This is Renata Ganenets at the Faina Patriarchava Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Здесь еще не звучала еврейская музыка.
мать свою любил. Если есть, любите мать, значит, есть куда послать. О, лимончики вы, мои лимончики, а не растете вы в моем саду. О, лимончики вы, мои лимончики, а не растете в зоне на балкончике.
And that is from a live recording made at Maidan a couple of months ago now by Jewish klezmer musicians. And what a lovely demonstration of solidarity between Ukraine's Jews and non-Jews. And may they make much more music for our mutual pleasure. Some very interesting things happen on Facebook, and you meet some of the most interesting people. One of those that I met recently is a woman by the name of Kathy Schoenfelder-Virelli. She lives in Newmarket, Ontario, and she came up with an idea, with an event that is called Pisanka for Ukraine. I caught up with her yesterday and asked her, what is this project?
The project is more of an event that sort of, it came out of nowhere, really. It came out of me having a few friends over to introduce them to Ukrainian Easter egg decorating, and it turning into an addiction for many. And so I was the one who had the supplies. So everyone came to my house, and we would talk about how beautiful that was for women to gather. The snow's on the ground, it's cold outside, the wind is blowing, and we are inside making eggs and decorating and talking. And sometimes it would be silent because we would be in silent concentration. And we had talked about getting together, and some people that I knew said, well, I can't make it, or I wish I lived closer. And I thought, why don't we create an event where anyone can come and we can gather and let's make our eggs for Ukraine, because Ukraine needs our support. They need our solidarity and our prayers for peace and freedom for them. And I just decided to start an event on Facebook and started inviting people. And every day I watched the numbers go up, more guests showing up, right? And I'm just in awe. I can't believe it.
So how does it work?
How does what work?
Well, for somebody who's not there, who can't come to your house and join you.
Well, that's a good question. It's just basically going to work in the sense that we all know that at the same time, any time during the day, which is going to be Tuesday, April the 1st, we can make our eggs and know that there are, at this point, 263 other people all over the world who will be sitting at their tables making eggs as well. And we'll post some pictures up on the Facebook page, share what we've done. I'm having a bunch of friends over. We're going to make some borscht and make eggs. And I'll take some pictures of us and put it online so that no matter whether we're in a group or we're an individual at home, we can still feel part of this large prayer to Ukraine.
Wow. So anybody would just go to your Facebook page and how would they find it?
Well, I think that if it's an open event, it's public. So all they have to do is go into Facebook and search Pisanka for Ukraine. And I've spelled it P-Y-S-A-N-K-Y for Ukraine. And it'll show up as an event and they can just click on it and join.
Okay, so tell us, Kathy, what is your background? Why are you doing this?
My Ukrainian background comes from my mother's side of the family, and she was a Hrabchuk. And my great-grandparents immigrated, like many, in 1899 from a small village in western Ukraine called Linovtsi Borshchev in the province of Ternopil. And they came with six children and had four more while they were in Canada. And it was really my Baba who I would go and watch when she would make her eggs. And I would watch her eyes light up when she melted the wax off. And we would both stand in awe of the beautiful colors and the decorations of her egg. And I remember watching how well she would hold the kitska and how smooth her lines would be. And she was a pro. She had six, seven, eight eggs kind of on the go at all times. So that's my background, my connection to Ukraine. And then my mom put together a family history book in 2005. And we gathered all of our family stories who were in Canada. And we had over 700 pages. And I said to my mom, well, we know everyone in Canada, but where in Ukraine did our great-grandparents come from? And she said, I'm not sure. So I started to research on the internet, found a researcher who walked village to village, and he found distant relatives in our little village. So in 2006, my mom and I made a mother-daughter trip to Ukraine. And I don't think my life's been the same since.
Wow. That is just an amazing story. Your story is amazing. What you're doing is amazing. What a great way to reconnect with your family and your heritage and your roots. I suppose if there's any silver lining in this terrible situation, this crazy war that's imminent, is that our friend Mr. Putin has managed to unify Ukrainians in Ukraine and across the world, across the oceans, in a way that that we probably couldn't have done by ourselves.
Well, I agree with you completely. And I look at the 263 people who have joined the event. Now, mind you, there's a few that have never made eggs, so they may just color plain eggs, and that's fine. As long as they have joined and they understand the goal of the event, right? Many Ukrainian women would sit with their eggs. It'd be a type of prayer and meditation, and that's what I'm hoping will come through. But only 20 of those people going are actually my friends.
Wow.
The other are people from all over the world. So we have people from Ukraine, Germany, Belgium, Argentina, Austria, Australia, and far and wide, all over the United States and Canada. And so it's amazing to know that we have Ukrainian people, whether complete Ukrainian, whole, or like you or I, out there wanting to support and give our love to Ukraine.
Fantastic. So that's Tuesday, April the 1st. Sit down and make a pisanka. And while you're at it, say a prayer, do some meditation, and just send out some good thoughts. And just have a sense that we're together, we're doing something in our own little way to further the cause of peace and security, sovereignty, and freedom in Ukraine.
Exactly. I think that's going to be my favorite moment, is when I'm sitting there making my egg, knowing that, you know, by that time, who knows what the numbers will be, but say another 300 people all over the world doing the same thing as me. I think it's going to be an amazing moment.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us and telling us about your event, and all the best, and hope for a successful event, and hope to see this event repeat itself in the future.
Thank you so much.
And that was Kathy Schoenfelder-Varelli of Newmarket, Ontario, and the instigator of a great worldwide event called Pesenka for Ukraine, taking place April 1st, 2014. That's this coming Tuesday, and at her home in Newmarket or any home around the world where Pesenka are being made and thoughts of freedom and peace are being sent to Ukraine.
Цей твій сон не скінчиться ніколи, ти будеш одна, твій портрет завбільшки з долоню, розтане між хмар, між дивних людей. О, май дір Юкрейн. Наче весело між весняних дощів, погляд твій і розплетені коси розтануть як дим між дивних людей. Тоді ти відчуєш тривогу і навіть любов до дивних людей.
One of Ukraine's most popular and prolific singer-songwriters, Viktor Morozov, and a song from the Maidan of 2004. That was Oh My Dear Ukraine. Up next, a tune from Maidan 2014. This is Nikki Rubchenko and an unusual rendition of Ukraine's national anthem. He calls it the rock version of Ukraine's national anthem. what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to north and central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. In our new two-hour time slot, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, Wednesdays on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. You can get the links to the podcast for both the Nanaimo and this Vancouver edition at www.nashholos.com. This Friday, enjoy a pierogi supper at the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Auditorium, 154 East 10th Avenue in Vancouver, from 5 till 8 p.m. For details, call Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Parish at 604-274-8030 or visit uocvancouver.com. Ever wanted to learn how to make those wonderful pisanka? Well, next weekend you have a chance to learn or hone your skills in Ukrainian egg decorating. The Ukrainian Cultural Society of Nanaimo invites you to a pisanka workshop on Saturday, April 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at St. Michael's Ukrainian Catholic Parish Hall, 4017 Victoria Avenue in Nanaimo. Call Jean at 250-758-1561 to book your spot or to get more information. That's Jean at 250-758-1561. Or drop me a line and I'll get you in touch with Jean, producer at nashholos.com. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@contact.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. And that was another recording from the Maidan that was on February 22nd. That was recorded in the evening, and that was a tribute to the Nebesni Sotni, the Heavenly Hundred who perished on the Maidan in February of this year. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас цими словами мудрості. Для правди і справедливості колись таке мусять дорогу відчинити. And our proverb of the week translates as, sooner or later, a path must be made for truth and justice. Well, that just about wraps up another program here at Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Thanks so much for joining me. Make sure to tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the Vancouver edition and here on AM 1320 and Wednesdays at 11:30 a.m. till 1:30 on 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. Do visit our website to catch the podcasts, and as well, please go to our Facebook page, like us there, and follow us on Twitter. So to wrap up our program, we've got the Ukrainian old-timers from Winnipeg and the Spark Plug Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks so much for listening, and Dobranich!